All right, guys. You can't expect our support team to believe things don't get as shitty and weird when they have no idea what we can do. Before you ask, Cake, no. Punching dudes across bathrooms is not the craziest thing I can do.
Fucking doubters. All of you.
Well, when you haven't given us any actual proof to support your claims.
What are you, a fucking scientist?
He glared at her but said nothing. Idina almost laughed.
At least he's given up trying to make everybody else see things from his perspective.
Ah, you don't believe a word coming out of our mouths because you don't have proof. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Put your money where your fucking mouth is.
In the brief pause that followed, Idina and her team exchanged gazes. Smiles flickered across every face, even Bam's.
These idiots have no idea what they're getting themselves into.
They can't push like that and not get something back.
We probably won't ever get the chance to show off like this again.
Without structured thoughts, Bravo soundlessly agreed on their next step.
Y'all got some freaky shit going on right now, don't you?
Badge and Skim looked like they'd been thinking the same thing.
You're right. You don't have proof.
Would you like some?
Let's fucking do this!
Fucking do this!
A stream of blazing red darts burst through the frigid damp night air in the open land behind the castle. Those red darts were aimed perfectly at the enormous Bravo team operator strolling casually across the soggy earth. The second they contacted his incredibly broad chest, he practically disappeared with a little pop and a burst of streaking movement. A split second later, Chandler popped back into normal person speed. The air filled with the crack and thunderous rumble of his fist striking one of the massive moss-covered boulders dotting the landscape. Then the hunk of rock that stood almost as tall as he did instantly tore free from the earth, splitting into three jagged pieces that sailed across the moors and into the night.
Son of a bitch!
Giant chunks of stone disappeared in the darkness, and a shower of upended dirt and small rock fragments sprayed in every direction.
That's how you fucking do it. Yeah, I can magic anybody into super speed. No big deal.